USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Cases of a new virus grew in South Korea. Two people have died and 204 have been infected with the virus in the last 2 days. New cases in South Korea and Iran, where there have been 4 deaths, do not show a clear connection to any travel to China. An emerging cluster of illnesses in northern Italy had someone return from China on January 21st without experiencing any symptoms of the new virus. The World Health Organization warns that clusters not directly linked to travel suggest that time may be running out to contain the outbreak. Greyhound, the nation's largest bus company, said it will stop allowing Border Patrol agents without a warrant to board its buses to conduct any routine immigration checks. Greyhound has faced pressure from the American Civil Liberties Union, immigrant rights activists, and Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson to stop allowing sweeps on buses within 100 miles of an international border. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp. Now, InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A 34-year-old Mexican immigrant who was being held by Immigration and Customs Enforcement died in what officials are calling an apparent suicide. David Hernandez Colula is the 7th person to die in ICE custody in the last 5 months, and according to the officials, the 4th person to die by strangulation during the same period. In the previous 12 months, 8 detained immigrants died in ICE custody. The death comes nearly 3 months after he was taken into custody in December. Wells Fargo will pay $3 billion in penalties to resolve a long-running investigation into customer abuses that ran unchecked for more than a dozen years, costing the bank's customers millions of dollars. The much-awaited settlement between the reputation-impaired bank and the Department of Justice is the largest yet in a slew of scandals that cost 2 Wells Fargo CEOs their jobs and generated billions of dollars in operating losses related to legal costs and government fines and settlements across all 50 states. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Border agents in Michigan have seized a rather unique shipment before it made its way into the United States. And with that story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
It's not every day that agents at the U.S.-Canada border find a brain in a jar, but that's what they found at the crossing in Port Huron recently, a mail truck carrying a brain inside a mason jar that was labeled antique teaching specimen. It was being shipped from Toronto to Kenosha, Wisconsin. The mail truck was stopped as part of a routine inspection. Agents seized the brain because it didn't have proper import documentation. They have not indicated whether a crime was actually committed, though. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
U.S. regulators approved a new type of cholesterol-lowering drug aimed at millions of people who can't tolerate or don't get enough help from widely used statin pills such as Lipitor or Crestor. The Food and Drug Administration approved Nextlaw for people who genetically are predisposed to having sky-high cholesterol and people who have heart disease and need to further lower their bad cholesterol. The daily pill is to be taken in conjunction with a healthy diet at the highest statin dose patients can handle. High LDL or bad cholesterol is one of the top risks for heart attacks and other problems. Studies showed that Nextlaw could lower LDL by over 25% when taken alone and an additional 18% when combined with a statin. Remember, listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.